Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, January 28th. There's a winter weather travel advisory for Grey Bruce. We could get 5 to 10 centimeters of snow and reduced visibility this afternoon and evening. Time for our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highway 21 from Port Elgin to Amberley is still closed, and Highway 6 is closed from Wyarton to Tobermory. Bruce Road 9 on the peninsula is closed, as well as West Road. Lakeshore in Sauble Beach is closed from Main Street to 6th Street. In Grey County, a number of closures around the former Keppel Township, including Hindman Side Road and Concession 2 west of Stone School Road, part of Concession 11 and Concession 3 are also among roads that remain closed in the area. Grey Bruce OPP say two people were killed in a collision near Dundalk yesterday. At about 8:40 in the morning, a commercial vehicle and a passenger vehicle collided at the intersection of Grey Road 9 and Southgate Side Road 71 just west of Dundalk. A 49-year-old and a 15-year-old, both from Kitchener, died. A 19-year-old was seriously injured. Grey Bruce OPP say the cause of the collision remains under investigation. They're urging anyone with information to contact them. The traffic lights at the intersection by M&M Food Markets and Little Caesars in Owen Sound will be offline for the next few days. The intersection of 8th Avenue and 10th Street West has been turned into a four-way stop for now after a collision damaged the lights. Port Elgin is getting a new elementary school. The Ontario Ministry of Education has announced $17.8 million to build a new junior kindergarten to grade 6 school. It will host an additional 409 pupils. The location in Port Elgin has yet to be determined. Kincardine is getting closer to finalizing its 2025 budget. Council had another budget meeting yesterday and decided to add a contribution to the hospital foundation from a contingency reserve. Previously, the municipality had committed to contributing $2.4 million over 4 years. Council also decided to continue planning for a proposed affordable housing project on Princess Street. Currently, Kincardine's proposed tax rate increase sits north of 8%, which is above where council members had hoped for. Premier Doug Ford says Ontario's Lieutenant Governor Edith Dumont has accepted his request to dissolve provincial parliament as of this afternoon. An election is set for February 27th. The writs for the election will be issued tomorrow. Had Ford not called an early election, it would have been scheduled for June 2026. The final public inquiry report on foreign interference in Canadian politics was released today. Commissioner Marie-José Hoeg's conclusions are that while there were not actual traitors within Parliament, there are areas of concern.
While I saw evidence of some concerning behavior, the evidence does not show any MPs plotting with foreign states against Canada's interests.
Hoeg made 51 recommendations for the federal government, half of which she says should be considered before the next election. Finally, she warned that disinformation, especially on social media, poses a big threat to our democracy. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 130 points to 25,419. The Dow Jones is up 136 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.5 U.S. cents, down 12 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $73.96, up 79 cents a barrel. In sports, 8 games in the NHL tonight, including an all-Canadian battle between the Montreal Canadiens and Winnipeg Jets. The Habs have lost back-to-back games, while Winnipeg is on a 3-game winning streak. That's underway at 7. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs will try to avoid a third straight loss when they host the Minnesota Wild. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, the Toronto Scepters take on Minnesota Frost at 6 this evening. And in the OHL, it's an off day for the Owen Sound Attack ahead of tomorrow's home game against the Erie Otters at the Bayshore. It's the second of 4 straight at home for the Attack. The Ottawa 67s and Brampton Steelheads are coming to town on Saturday and Sunday. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, there's a winter weather travel advisory for Grey Bruce. We could get 5 to 10 centimeters of snow and reduced visibility this afternoon and evening. A high around minus 2, the wind chill minus 10. Flurries tonight, 50 kilometer wind gusts minus 1, the wind chill near minus 10. A risk of snow squalls Wednesday afternoon, -9. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.